ranting and raving because I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. That's the thing. I've had a few people I've known in life that go crazy. A girlfriend, and had some, you know, family, not close, but family. And when you're talking to a crazy person and they really think there's Martians in the attic, and they really think you got a truck bomb, you know, parked in the yard. That was one of the things. We had an employee go crazy for smoking too much pot, thought the same way, or had a chip in his brain. We had truck bombs. Where would the people come up with the same stuff over and over again? And you're listening to them, you're like, you just feel crazy when you're talking to them. So I'm going to try to this segment into the next. We've got a bunch of clips coming up and exclusive stuff you've got. Give me the floor. But you were making some good points during the break, and I said, please, sir, make those points, you know, to the public about who and what is behind this.
Yeah, I mean, there is a clear concerted effort, and I don't think it's just one entity. I mean, we see what is being done, and we see the effects, and those effects are, number one, TPUSA is being utterly destroyed. They were the most powerful and effective political organization in the United States. We had Charlie Kirk that created this entire momentum, this revolution, this revival of conservatism amongst the youth, especially, that we've never seen before. We created all this momentum that would have definitely carried us through the midterms, and all of that has been stopped. So who benefits from that? Obviously, the political left. So, and then we have the Trump administration being undermined. I mean, my God, there's a whole bunch of people that could benefit from that. Foreign adversaries, of course, the political left, and everybody else in between. And I think Candace is being exploited. I don't think Candace is wittingly involved in this. I think that she is spiteful. I think that she has a lot of animus toward TPUSA. Oh, look, you can look at Candace's enemies. TPUSA, that fired her. She has not been close to Charlie for many, many years. That's a fact. She wasn't even at his wedding. And then on top of that, she's mad at TPUSA and everybody that surrounds him because she was ejected from the organization. And then she was talking about the Jews, Israel, all this stuff. And then, of course, she had this beef with the Macrons and the French. So who's guilty of this? TPUSA, Israel, and somehow we had the French Foreign Legion involved with this. And, of course, we have the National Guard, people in maroon shirts, anybody. So we could see who's going to benefit from this and point directly to who is capitalizing and exploiting her efforts, and that is foreign governments. Definitely George Soros left. I think there's tons, millions of dollars boosting her content while going around and trying to downvote everybody that has any sort of opposition voice to what's going on, or just a sane voice to what's going on. So there's lots of people that are benefiting from this, and it's a perfect opportunity for lots of different actors. And I do think this is a very engineered, very specific, very concerted effort to push her information. And of course, it just causes all kinds of confusion and chaos within the Conservative Party and in the United States in general. Look, the government doesn't deserve our trust. We've seen January 6th, we've seen COVID, we've seen the election of 2020. All of those things are real problems. So we are in a state of probably the lowest trust in our government institutions that have ever existed.
And corrupt actors, corporations, and governments know to exploit that now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And look, I want to hold our government accountable. I don't trust them. But, you know, it's kind of like at the end of the day, we don't want to be tricked. I don't want to be tricked by my government. I don't want to be tricked by another government. I don't want to be tricked by social media personalities.
Well, everybody knows you can be tricked by the IRS and heard. You can be tricked, you know, by a cartel, by a criminal, by a family member. Exactly, folks. There's not just government that you can't trust out there. And when people give you these nebulous, Q-like, Gnostic, you know, oh, I saw Mary's face in the toast this morning, that is meant to manipulate you psychologically. When they say, you know, you don't get any proof, just trust us, you got a problem. Notice all we've given is receipts on her and him. And they can't stand it. They never want to address the receipts.
No, they absolutely don't. And look, I haven't even been able to. There's some misunderstandings and some information that's been put out by the authorities, whether we're talking about Utah or FBI. The biggest complaint that people have is that there's not enough information. I think they've given a lot of information. That being said, we want more. Everybody does. I get it. But we can talk about the distrust of the FBI, the government, Utah, and this investigation. But they're not the ones that brought you the palm gun. They're not the ones that brought you iPhones. They're not the ones that brought you iPhone guns. They're not the ones that brought you flying drones with IR
lasers. Let's just be clear. I had the FBI threaten me yesterday. It's not like we're in a little buddy-buddy world.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. It's Alex Jones.
Well, here's the mighty champion of Candace Owens, Mitch Snow, menacing his wife with a hammer. She has to duck. She says, don't do it. You know, I'm talking about the next shot when he rises up and is about to go after her. It's absolutely insane. We'll get back to that coming up here in just a few minutes. Continuing, you're a really impressive guy, Gary Melton. I've seen your videos before. Normally, you're tactical training, you know, Green Beret, weapons expert, doing shows about guns. That's your business. And then you go investigate, and you're just doing your job. And I come to the same conclusions. I interview all these other experts and individuals. They come to the same analysis. And I tell these stories, and you know, people out there, you know, are like, oh, really? Yeah, right. But I've been telling this story for a long time. My dad's uncle, called him his uncle, he's like 12 years older or whatever, 10 years older, lived across the street, you know, grew up seeing him, love him, great guy. He was an Army officer, and you know, he'd worked his way up, you know, as you know, regular, and then, you know, got into the officer corps and did all sorts of stuff around the world, and was a Nike nuke instructor, you know, ran whole groups of Nike missiles in Turkey and other places in Europe, and also, you know, trusted guy. And then they come to him and they say, he told my dad this like when he was dying of emphysema. He was like, yeah. And then they came and they said, well, we want you to be part of a unit domestically. And they got rid of this by the 90s. He was doing that. He was retired way before that in the 80s. But there were lots of mafias, a lot of Humet, Russians, Chinese, you know, really serious folks. It was extrajudicial stuff. So when you see like the movie, Apocalypse Now, Millis did a great job interviewing a bunch of people for that. And they call in Captain Willard to go kill Colonel Kurtz. They never say you're going to go kill him. And that's as big as those meetings get. You got a CIA guy, you got the three-star general, and you got his officer, you know, under him that's handling the management of it. And they say, terminate the colonel's command. And then this meeting never happened, and this didn't exist. And from what I heard from my dad, he was like, no, I would just, literally like Mission Impossible, all right, go to this place. This will be sitting here under a trash can, whatever. Here's this file. Here's all this stuff. Research it. Call this number and, you know, press whatever if you accept the mission or not. No pressure, not to do it. And it'd be, you know, some mafia guy that, it, you know, the example was it like, you know, killed some cops and got away with it. And back then, the military's like, the Senate gets together in a meeting. They go ask the president. The president goes, yeah, do it. And they send an army officer in to kill the guy. That's old-fashioned American justice. Because of all the signals and things, they don't really even do that very often anymore just because, you know, they get caught in things. But, I mean, that's really how this is. So, I mean, the idea that you got 12 colonels and people from TPUSA and all these people, you know, in there for the murder of Charlie Kirk, that's not how it works, even if they were doing it. Operations Green Beret, all stuff you did. I mean, with your understanding, when you instantly heard that, did that make any sense to you? I mean, if you had 12 colonels in a room, that usually means you're about to invade a country, right? I mean, they don't understand that because it's the generals and the battle planning, but it goes through the colonels for the actual operation. You would not ever have 12 colonels in a room. It's ridiculous, unless it was a giant war game.
Well, I'll contradict you just a little bit there. So again, when you have these joint task force, whether you're talking about a conventional army joint task force or Siege of SOTF, the SOTF, so special operations task force of different types, like that's, they create these task force because we have an excess of officers and not enough commands for them to take over. So they will ship down.
Exactly. Like, we had like a couple hundred generals in World War II. Now it's thousands. So that's the issue. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, they'll create these task forces. They're creating jobs for these folks. So they'll go down there and, you know, they'll have six or seven colonels down there. And then they have other commanders that different military units that are going to be, assigned to that task force for however long. So it's a big headshed. And exactly what he described, I don't doubt that he saw a bunch of 06s, 05s. I mean, you know, at a task force, you know, a captain is a private, a major is a private. Like, nobody's even paying attention to them. It's just a bunch of people in there planning what's going on, how they're going to support the Border Patrol, all of these things. And, you know, they
They have these joint command meetings where they all get together to decide and get organized. I meant specifically in a operation for political assassination. No. You're not doing it the day before, and you wouldn't want a bunch of people in the room.
And look, let me tell you something. For some sort of domestic clandestine operation, I think you'd be extremely hard-pressed to find one military officer that, number one, that's illegal. Number two, we're talking about something, it's not even within their capabilities at Joint Task Force Southern Border. I don't think you'd ever find anyone even willing to do something like that. It's a clear violation of the Constitution. It's something, number one, that they're not willing to do. Number two, it's highly illegal. They're going to go to jail for the rest of their life. And then on top of that, they would just be conscious. Nobody
would. And isn't that why historically, and I know that is really pretty much going on in your day, but you can read history books about it. That's why you have, like, do you choose this mission? And by the way, it didn't happen. Like, one guy.
Well, I mean, that's where the OSS and ultimately special operations came from. You know, we had the CIA and that type of thing. And look, those types of operations could happen. But what we're talking about is the deepest, darkest reaches of the deep state CIA, that they would do this in a clandestine manner. And you would never know about it. They sure are going to have a meeting about it. I mean, and this is the ridiculous thing of this entire conspiracy, is that we have the U.S. military, we have the French Foreign Legion, we have Israel, some of the three most sophisticated militaries on the planet, including the United States, the most sophisticated, some of the brightest minds, some of the best operatives on the planet, and they've decided that we're going to take out Charlie Kirk. So they get together, they put this plan together, and then they go execute, and it's pulled off so flawlessly, because the biggest thing that everybody talks about is the 30-06. So, you know, what people are saying is, like, it's not a 30-06 that actually shot them. And we can talk about ballistics and all those other things. But the idea here is that we have this flawless mission. No one saw them. No one heard them. They shot from a different location with a different caliber. But the one thing they screwed up is they forgot and stuck the patsy with antiquated. And then people believe it because you know, they're on this.
Well, let's take SEAL Team 6 going after Bin Laden. They crashed one of the helicopters. I look at Delta Force trying to go in to Iran in 1980 or 79. These things with the best people don't go good a lot of the time. And the idea you're going to do this in broad daylight and one of the TPUSA guys is going to shoot him under his arm, I mean, it's just ridiculous. So.
Yeah, everybody wants to talk about FedSlop. FedSlop is here. Like, somewhere below my table is the Candace slop. It's the dumbest thing on the planet. And if you believe that, you need to check yourself for a little bit of cognitive security, because you have none and you're gullible. And unfortunately, that's how we're going to lose this nation. When somebody more sophisticated comes along and can put together a bigger PSYOP, a more sophisticated PSYOP, a more believable PSYOP, and then you drizzle in a little bit of AI, we're going to be brainwashed at scale. And that's what's happening with this. Now, I do think, a lot of these, the perception of her support is highly, it's artificial. I do believe that. And I think people are waking up. And folks, that's what I would say to you. Look, if you are on the side of truth and you don't believe this nonsense, like, get out there and say something. Whether you're sharing my content, Alex's content, like, we got to fight. This is an information war. It's the biggest information war that I've ever been seen. It's the psychological operations that's being perpetrated upon the American people. And you got to wake up, because we're going to lose. If you're a conservative, if you're a Republican.
And when you speak to that, you're absolutely right. I've had the top pollsters on. This Charlie Kirk thing and all of this hurt Trump 5, 6, 7 points. It's getting worse. And so why am I addressing it? I went to see if Candace was telling the truth. It wasn't right. Now we've totally proven it. They're not stopping. And it's good to have mistrust of the left, the globalists, question Trump, all that. But that blackpilling, that demoralization is what enemies want to do to countries. And so we have a lot to be excited about. I just had Flynn on about problems in the White House and emergencies, and we're on it. We're going to get Trump to course correct. We've done it many times, but we're optimistic. This is just pure delusion, and it's damn evil.
Well, and you can see how insincere and dishonest that she is. You know, she claims to have been a conservative, and in the conservative movement and conservative policies are what's most important. Suddenly she's telling people not to go vote. Don't go vote. That's the opposite of what Charlie Kirk would have told you to do.
And she's saying, don't give money to TPUSA and don't support Trump, and Islam's not a threat.
Yeah. Look, TPUSA is the reason that Kamala Harris isn't in office right now. The left hated TPUSA when Charlie Kirk was alive. They were trying to destroy it when Charlie Kirk was alive. The deep state was after TPUSA. We saw the Biden administration try to attack them and take away their charity organization, the 501c3, and their tax deductible capabilities for their voters.
And Charlie told me this about a month before he got killed. And I never talked about it because he didn't say it was off record. Some of the conversation was off record about the White House. He was thanking me for putting pressure on the Epstein thing, and that Trump was getting bad advice. That was definitely hurting him, and he agreed that we should keep pressing, and there was nothing to hide. But he said, listen, you know, have you seen my video where I said the best thing about Trump getting reelected in 2024 was I knew I wouldn't go into prison? He goes, because we had a lot more stuff go on, audits, criminal investigations, stuff that we decided not to make a big deal about it because it would be a distraction. I later confirmed it talking to Colvett and others, but people don't know. All these claims of stealing money, massive audits, federal investigations, super clean, all these leftist lies, they're cocaine parties, they're all gay. I've been around behind the scenes, diaper bags, wives, five kids, them telling me, hey, Alex, you might not want to drink, Jesus doesn't want you to drink. I mean, to the point of like Baptist level Bible thumping, okay? And I'm just being honest about that. Literally, I'm hanging out with J.D. Vance and, him behind the stage, and like, I was barely even drinking them, but I had I was sitting there pouring a vodka, and they're like, you really shouldn't do that, Alex, and Jesus loves you. And it wasn't Vance doing it, but he was in the room, and I'm just like, then I'm hearing they're swinging from chandeliers and screwing everybody, and it's just not, it's an attack, and it's out of the same people.
It is just a smear, and there's no evidence behind any of it, but they don't need evidence. And you know what? That's what they're pissed off about. They're pissed off that Erica Kirk has, put her boots on and went to work, even though that she's a grieving widow. And what they're pissed off about is like, we killed Charlie and TPUSA hasn't folded the tent and went away, because that's what they want. That's what the left wanted before he died, and that's what they're trying to do.
So now they got to kill his memory to kill his organization. They're trying to finish the job.
100%. Because they want elections. Like, it is the most effective political organization on the right that we have, period. Charlie Kirk has been attributed to 2.5 million votes. We beat Kamala Harris by 2.3 million votes. He won the election, and that's why we're seeing the attacks on TPUSA.
And by the way, Musk wasn't just going to put big money into all these campaigns. He was going to put more money into TPUSA, and he was going to duplicate it with student outreach from different angles, like tech and everything else. And then bad guys in the administration, the same ones that are targeting me and Flynn right now, are the ones that ran Musk out. So this is a multi-front war here.
It is. It is. And again, whether we're talking about our political adversaries, whether we're talking about our frenemies that we call allies, but are also our adversaries, we see so much. Look, I don't think it's by chance that there are ties to the UK with Candace Owens. We saw so much of the stuff, the Steele dossier operation.
I told you this off air, but I've talked to high-level people that can't give me the specifics, but they said, like I said, how do you know that? Why are you saying it? I said, well, the Lord and the group, and I know they run their ops, mainly the Democrats, against us, out of there. And I said, all of her MO now, Islam's not a threat, all this stuff. I said, and they said, well, yeah. And I said, is she conscious? And without me saying, they said, no, she doesn't know what she's doing. It's all her ego. They're controlling her. So, wow. And you said that earlier without me even telling you that. I told you in the break.
Yeah, I think it's obvious if you're paying attention to what's going on. I mean, look, the scam that we have with it, look, we have a deep state, a leftist, whether you want to talk about intel agencies, the bureaucrat, like, when we say the deep state, what it means to me is that we have a radical leftist organizations in our, and people
the
within
left
our own
is government. Embedded in everything. They started in the 50s saying we're going to take over the institutions.
And the scam that they have within our intel agencies is they know they can't do surveillance, or they're scared to do surveillance and do information operations on U.S. citizens. So what they do is they just outsource that to MI6. They call up their buddies at MI6. Hey, you know what? I need you to look at Trump. I need you to look at Charlie Kirk. I need you, whoever. All right. UK and many of our allies, everybody in the UN doesn't want Trump in office. They don't want a conservative in office. They don't want a J.D. Vance in office. And it just so happens that all of this, what's going on with Candace Owens and all of her other sycophants, is making sure that that happens.
Well, remember what Doge found. Doge found 300 million starting 3 years ago, because they were listening to his phones, knowing what he was about to do. They were secretly already backing Trump, and they tried to kill Trump, so he went public. Courage is infectious. And they spent $300 million to Reuters out of USAID and other agencies to target Musk. And we're talking, they fed it out to all the other agencies, PIs, harassed his whole family, attacks on all his companies, the ADL's being sued, they were involved. That's confirmed. $300 million at Musk, and they ran it through Reuters. For people who don't know, that's MI6, boys and girls. Go ahead.
No, I mean, you're hitting it. Again, this operation is so clear to me, and I'm so disappointed in our fellow Americans that can't see what's happening. When they can manipulate the truth the way that they are and tell you nothing but lies and do it in such a way with zero evidence and completely destroy it. And the crazy thing is, look, what I found is that, quite frankly, a lot of Candace supporters are never Trumpers or leftists in general. But unfortunately, there is this contingency, this demographic of real conservatives that have, you know, taken it hook, line, and sinker and are working against their own interests. And they don't even realize that they're working for the enemy. And they're pushing these narratives, and they're pushing.
And let's be clear, it's because they want to be holier than thou. Things aren't moving quick enough. And I just had Flynn on. We're putting major pressure on Trump. Believe me, we're going to be telling you soon what we're doing. I mean, we are upset, but we're not baby out with the bathwater. All the good appointments, all the good stuff we're doing is light years better than the Democrats. So we're trying to make our attack through Trump on the bad guys is better than ever. But we don't just say it's not. And listen, that's a whole report. That's just the way I should attack it. Actually, what you just said, all these leftist podcasters, I don't even try to look at it. You go to YouTube, type in Alex Jones. There'll be 20 a day. All the top liberals, all openly funded by Soros Democrats, saying Candace is right. Alex Jones is a Fed. They killed Kirk, and the whole left is literally swarming to her aid, loving her, worshiping her, and she doesn't even cover conservative issues anymore, other than like a Jesus is Lord thing. It's totally transparent.
Christ is King, which has become a motto for, I don't know, like anti-Israel nonsense. Like, I don't even, like, I am so indifferent to Israel. And then for people to like, oh, Gary, you're sold out to Israel. It's the dumbest thing. But, you know, this is where she's gaslighting people as of late. Is she sitting there saying, because of this Fort Huachuca thing, that suddenly all these podcasters are coordinating an attack against her? No, it's not. It's the Fort Huachuca thing was a bridge too far, and it's too dumb for us to swallow this. We have Evan Kilgore and many of her other people that were followers of her that were helping her push these dumb things, and now they're turning against her, and now she's like, oh, there's this coordinated attack on me. No, it's just like this was a bridge too far. But as far as a coordinated attack from the beginning, Candace Owens has an entire orbit that they've just been pushing each other. It's Ryan Mata, it's Ian Carroll, it's Baron Coleman, it is, you know, Mel the Crazy Village Lady. Like, these people have been coordinating since like week at least two of the Charlie Kirk assassination, and they're just pumping out this stuff. And then you take every single one of those individuals, and they got their own little orbit, and they got their own surrogates that are, again, pushing this. That is coordination from them. And then there again, they're gaslighting, saying, oh, you guys are suddenly coordinating. No, like, we've just had enough. And this is not going to happen in this country. We can't allow these lies to persist. I'm not going to participate in your mental illness and pretend that the freaking up is down and down is up. Not doing it. And that's exactly what Charlie Kirk said. Like, you got to get out there and you got to get push the truth. And it can't just be me and Alex, folks. Like, again, you guys got to get involved, because I don't think that people realize how serious this is. And it's gone on. You know, when I first started hearing this stuff from Candace, I'm like, nobody's going to believe that. And I just let it go. And I think TPUSA kind of took the same approach. Like, this is going to die out. This is all nonsense. People are going to see through this. And no, it just, It's turned into a literal cult. Nothing you say. And the crazy thing, whether it's these women coming forward and speaking out against Mitch Snow, or it's actual eyewitnesses. Alex, I've had multiple eyewitnesses on my show. And the moment that these eyewitnesses don't affirm some crazy theory that these people believe, they attack the eyewitness. Like, this person is just coming out of here. And then they wonder, like, why is it more eyewitnesses coming forward? Because you silence every single one of them. You threaten them. You tell them that they're some sort of, you know, CIA plant. You know, they're working for the Jews. They just smear these people that do come forward. And then they wonder why nobody wants to come forward, which I think is intentional. And something you kind of hit on earlier. The other big agenda here, an objective, is to silence independent media. And that's what's going on here. Just like we got to the point to where we called MSM, you know, whether it was CNN, Fox News, all of these propaganda channels that we've lost all faith and trust in. So we had this emergence of the citizen journalist trying to get out there and give people truth. Like, there is also an agenda from the left to put out this bullshit so that people will never listen or take anybody seriously that is, you know, someone like me, someone like you, that is just trying to put out good information and stand by the truth. Because we have Candace Owens. Look, I think in three months, hopefully sooner, like a Candace follower, Candace cult, it's going to be a pejorative. We're just like we looked at it with Q, like, oh, you followed Q, you were a QAnon guy. Like, you lose all credibility. And unfortunately, that's what's going to happen with Candace. And there's going to be downstream effects. Nobody's going to want to listen to independent media either. And they're going to be forced. A lot of people are going to revert back to MSM, which is even worse because that is government controlled. It's CIA controlled. And I think that is an intentional initiative behind some of this.
Absolutely. We're going to go to break. I want to come back with the wife she can't get divorced from. He won't show up to court. Convicted of all this hammer garbage with her and her son. And you get to put a face for this woman who's so scared, where he rises up with a hammer, she has to duck, and he's swinging the hammer around bashing things. And there are the Candace acolytes. We can pull up the quotes. They're like, big deal, he hit a truck. He hit the car. You know, big deal, big deal. Oh, really? He said she got the keys from him so he couldn't leave. There he is with the keys, throwing them behind him, saying, oh, I don't know where your keys are. You're not. That's what he put in the report. He wouldn't let her leave.
I was just going to say, I mean, the real issue is that he made up this story that he shared on that podcast from Whole Cloth. We know it happened that day. We know that's the incident that he's referring to.
We have video, we have police reports, we have convictions.
Yep. And we have video and testimony. So, you know, it's clear that he has zero credibility. This guy is a pathological liar. He just makes things up. And, you know, him bashing the car and getting pissed off and actually bashing the doorknob turns into, you know, a scene from Misery where he's actually taken captive and beat about the head, neck, and shoulders with a hammer from his, you know, 5'2" wife.
And really, she just runs when he's menacing her with a hammer up above his head and locks the door and he bashes his way in like Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
And this is the person that we're supposed to believe saw Erica Kirk, saw Brian Harpole, stumbled upon a, you know, secret meeting where they're planning to kill Charlie Kirk. Like, get the F out of here.
And then alibis are given. And the only one they'll accept is, well, you were live on C-SPAN, so we'll accept that. For now, you might be innocent. I am the queen. Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I welcome their attacks. I'm going to expose this.
I'm with you.
All right, let's come back and actually hear from the victim. Straight ahead, be sure and visit his site, Paramount Tactical. Let me tell you about this. Our sponsor, Bigly, and the products they have at theelectionstore.com are whatever the highest source, best quality, highest rated products are, we go out and private label them, and in some cases, soup them up and make them even better. So we did a year ago a survey, what do listeners want? And you wanted methylene blue, you wanted beef tallow that Kennedy talks about, which I know is great for cooking and is so much better for you than seed oils, and you wanted high-quality Shilajit. He brought you all the best. They've sourced the best. This is so heavy. This is so huge. Tiny little scoop of this with whatever you're cooking makes it taste so great, whether it's potatoes, whether it's eggs, whatever you're cooking. Beef tallow is so delicious. This is concentrated beef tallow, private label from the top ones in the country. No preservatives, no artificial ingredients, gluten-free, packed with nutrients, unlike seed oils, which are fake toxic garbage. Beef Portillo is real food that promotes whole body health. Get 25% off now when you become a subscriber today, and then lock in a bigger discount. Cancel anytime for free at alexjonesstore.com. Beef tallow has been all the rage. It's what the listeners asked for. We've got the best for you right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And separately, creatine of the highest quality type of creatine. 5 milligram gummies, huge container of them. Look into neurological studies, Alzheimer's, you name it. It's so good for young people, old people. Everybody needs it. Got it, 2 flavors, thealexjonesstore.com. And it's your funding this operation that makes it all possible. I need your support. I am funded by you. I am supported by you. And I'm battling the Democrat Party law firms that have been trying to shut us down, and we've been winning thanks to your support. But it takes money to fight this war. So don't wait. Get our creatine gummies. Get the new incredible beef tallow. Just as amazing or more is the bovine colostrum. The first 2 weeks from cow's milk is the ultimate combo of super nutrients. You name it, for your immune system, your clarity, your focus, your hair, your skin, your nails. It's crazy. These are the best products. These are amazing. They will change your life. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything there, become a VIP. $30 a month. Cancel anytime for free. The minute you become a VIP in your profile, you get $40 to spend instantly, making $10. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at TheAlexJonesStore.com, become a VIP. Cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for standing with us. We'll never back down, never give in, but we could give out without your support. So you are the reason we're still here, and I thank you and salute you for it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Welcome to TheAlexJonesStore.com, the home of real solutions. Fuel your day with Ultimate Burn and Ultra Methylene Blue. Replenish and recharge with Ultimate Sea Moss or delicious Shilajit gummies. Stay sharp, stay stylish with our t-shirts and sweatshirts. Perfect for any season. Don't wait. Tap into real gear and real supplements at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Power up today.
Force filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Much to get to here in the time we have left, and obviously Gary Melton, former Green Beret, weapons expert, you name it, trainer, ParamountTactical.com on YouTube at Paramount Tactical. He's got Candace Owens sending him a whole bunch of private messages and DMs. Quite frankly, I haven't checked mine. I really don't. I should check that. She's probably in there. She sent out a message to me asking if I'm okay, I guess being sarcastic about all this, because I actually weeks ago said, are you okay? I'm really worried about you. This guy's a known con man with a huge rap sheet and, you know, all the rest of it. But that didn't, you know, that only seemed to get her and her surrogates madder. But I think it's important to her followers to understand that the God Empress from Mount Olympus talked to you, a mere mortal, and you were telling me that she's basically freaking out in these DMs, you know, just to show people the other side of this, because she's so erratic in everything she says. Piers Morgan, well, you know, you said they were hiding his body and where it was buried and all this. He goes, that's crazy. That's not me. Who are you talking about? What? He's like, there's all the videos that we're doing. And it's like, oh, you know, we know he was the king. They had to take him out. I think they're main suspects. I think, you know, the U.S. military, this Machuca thing, it really is credible, checks out. And this is basically their confession. They did it. They're going to have to admit they killed him. And then, like, I never said this meeting was about killing people. And then Harris and Smith's like, well, then what the hell is it? I mean, there's just like, it is the most frustrating. It's like, what was the Alexander Solzhenitsyn quote? Like, we know they're lying, they know we're lying, they know we know they're lying, but they don't care. I mean, it's gaslighting. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I mean, that's just it. I don't believe, and I even said that to her in the DM, I don't believe that she believes any of this stuff. And look, she has some real animus toward the military. She doesn't know anything about the military. That's very clear the way that she talks. I mean, going back like 3 months ago or two and a half months ago or so, you know, she was like, I think the National Guard was involved. Like, what kind of moron do you have to be to believe that the National Guard would be involved in this? You know, I don't know. I guess there are assassins 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year. There's always this aspersion thrown toward the military with everything that she says. Like she said before, like, oh, there's people within TPUSA where their father was in the military. Like, do you even know what you're saying right now? I'm not going to pretend to understand her psychology.
I was about to say, I had a lot of family in the military, Air Force, Army, Marines, you name it, Civil Air Patrol, everything. And studying it my whole life, I don't even understand it all. But I do know Fort Huachuca, every fort is going to have intelligence, even for the crime on the base or whatever. It's the type of intelligence. A main intelligence group is for foreign powers or main things. But intelligence is information, the border, sharing with the state police, the threat fusion centers, the information. She goes, oh, there's an intelligence unit there. See, that means that they're in on it. Doesn't every major base have an intelligence unit?
Absolutely. We have intel folks in every single unit and they're attached there. Of course you have to have people that understand intelligence can convey that information to commanders so that they can make good decisions on the battlefield or training.
Did you see what she said? Mitch is even more credible now. You know, he mentioned what units are on the base, and that's the units that are there. It's on the sign in front of the base.
Yeah. They tried to make this whole thing like this super secret deal. Like, you can look up and ask for Joint Task Force Southern Border. Like, there's signs going to it. There's nothing secret about it. There's nothing secret happening within there. You know, we were talking about all the colonels and lieutenant colonels and everything else. That's literally going to be a morning meeting or a midday meeting, depending on where they're at. Like, they're going to meet every morning and talk about the day's events, make sure that all the coordination that they're trying to do between different units,
I know there's a big coordination meeting. I don't want them to conflate this. What I meant was an assassination meeting is not going to have 12 colonels in it.
No. You're not going to have, no. It's like the whole thing is just so unbelievable and so dumb that it's hard to wrap your mind around the fact that so many people believe it. And that's what's you know, even going back to Candace, when she's constantly saying, oh, I didn't accuse anybody, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. Well, first of all, I have them, all kinds of clips where she does directly accuse. But then she's saying, hey, I'm asking questions. Look, don't insult my intelligence. That's what pisses me off. Don't insult my intelligence. You're trying to direct people to a conclusion through the form of just, I don't know, postulating, guessing. Oh, I don't know. Well, maybe Mikey McCoy's in on it. Maybe TPUSA's in on it. Maybe Erica Kirk's in on it. Oh, I'm just asking questions. You're asking dumb questions because you don't have any evidence to back any of that stuff up. So why don't you keep your accusations to yourself? And then when you do have some real evidence that points to somebody, let's talk about it. Again, show them the evidence that you have that says they're involved. And then from there, even though it's like we're pretending that Candace has subpoena power. She has zero authority. She's a podcaster. Like, I don't know why these people don't just tell her to F off, because they should. That's we do things in the American society, and I'm frustrated with it. I'm fed
absolutely
up with it.
Let's do this. Let's go to Real Alex Jones on X, or let's just go to your Paramount Tactical on X, because I was just looking during the break. And you just click on our report about it. Everybody needs to share. And it is literally 80%. I work for Israel. I'm a pedophile. I work for Laura Loomer. It is no response to him with a hammer and convicted and telling the opposite story with on video, with the video showing he's a liar. You'd think that these people would have some soul, but instead they double down even more.
Well, look, if you click on any of those accounts, 80% of those accounts are going to be, you know, a bot account that's under 100. Sometimes they're 5. Sometimes they're 3. Sometimes they were started in September, how conveniently. But the fact is a vast majority of those are clearly bot activity. There's no real human behind there. They're just pushing narratives. They're saying, throwing out accusations at us. Saying, you know, again, you work for TPUSA, you work for Israel, you work for, like, it's dumb. It's dumb. And you know what? Keep sending them. I don't care. It's not going to change anything. You're not going to get me to stop. We're going to continue to push this and push the truth. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Well, it is amazing, though, that we have him doing interviews in print and in video years ago about this event. Everything he says, she had his keys. He was trying to leave outside. Then he's out there beating her car. She goes out there. He throws the keys behind her, won't let her leave, attacks, does all this, gets convicted of it. Now we have the video of it, and it's not enough for them because they've got Laura Loomer with me on a dog chain, because Laura Loomer is another one of these clout chasers, injected herself into this. Had nothing to do with me in investigating this. So it's just a complete insanity.
Well,
yeah, look, it really doesn't matter. If you cannot prove his most recent allegations, here, go back to that. Scroll back up. Oh, you were just, go back up. In reality, it doesn't matter. If you cannot prove his most recent allegations wrong, don't attack his character, prove him wrong. How do you prove him wrong? We have alibis. We have people on C-SPAN at the same time. We have people on airplanes. It's absolutely insane. How do you prove that, hey, prove you didn't rape your wife last night? I mean, it's unbelievable, and it's the opposite of the American system. It is literally would make the Salem witch trial judges blush.
Well, yeah, and then when you do provide an alibi, like we saw with Cabot Phillips and many other people, then she says you're suspicious because you did provide an alibi. Like, oh, now I'm really interested. I don't care about this evidence that you weren't there or you weren't involved. You've made me suspicious just because you acquiesced to my stupid demands. So, you know, it's in a catch-22. It's all gaslighting. It's all disinformation. It's all one big psychological operation. People need to wake up and realize what's happening, because we have half the country being held hostage by a podcaster that has no power whatsoever. She's never – look, just the – I'm not some FBI detective or anything else. But to me, if you're going to investigate something, you probably need to get out of – you get your ass out of your chair from in your studio and actually go to the place. She's never went there. She never has on eyewitnesses. She's never talked to lawyers that have went over the case in the strengths of the evidence we have. She's never had on other experts that are, you know, that can give some relevant information.
Oh, no, no, no. When we ask her questions and send her flight logs or send her alibis, she says, why are you attacking me? She's the one that starts this. And then we're bad when we don't, and I'm sure you know this. The reported shooter, Tyler Robinson, that looks very proud, shows his trans flag tie.
Don't talk.
Yeah. They are now admitting how he turned himself into the neighbor and all of it. And then they admit he confessed. Now you can say he's mind controlled or something, but the point is, like, look at this. Like, they won't even look at that.
No. No, and the crazy thing is when early on when they did release literally the day after they released the charging documents, Candace Owens did a video where she said, "Hey, you know what? We're talking about him turning himself in, and the mother was the first one that recognized him." She's like, "Hey, you know what? I have this source that's been extremely reliable. Everything that is said has been verified by the source." And the source also said that exact thing. So that verifies that my source is great. Well, 12 days later, she comes out with a new video that contradicts that source and everything that she put out before that. And then she comes on and says, you know what? This whole narrative that the mother, the father saw him, that was crazy. So, like, no, the media wasn't putting that out. You put that out. You confirmed that story 12 days prior, and now you're completely switching because it doesn't implicate TPUSA. It doesn't implicate Israel. It doesn't implicate the French. You know, it doesn't implicate the military. And, like, it's really hard to keep a kind of choose your own adventure murder mystery series made for Lifetime going if you don't have some other narratives and roads to go down and start blaming other people. And that's what this
absolutely
is all about.
Look at this. Remember when people spent 3.5 months saying Tyler Robbins was this beautiful, sweet young man, everything? Now you see my video, it's like a Jeffrey Dahmer 2.0. Didn't turn himself in because the crazy questioned lady said so. Well, his own lawyer disagrees. And then right here, what we do know about Mr. Robinson, that he goes to the court's question is the surrender. A neighbor of his, I'm sure the court has read enough of the materials. I think it's even, this is his lawyers, even in the probable cause statement, you don't even have to read the public accounting. A neighbor of his was a retired sheriff from Washington County, and he got in that man's car, and they took him to the sheriff's department with the parents in the vehicle, and he confessed. Now his own lawyers are lying? Maybe so. My point is they keep saying there's not a shred of evidence, and I'm told by folks in the White House, you name it, you say, oh, they're old Zionists. Yeah, the very people warning me about Zionists, how we're going to kick them out. There is a fight there that is overwhelming, and they're pissed because the FBI doesn't want to prosecute the Trantifa that was involved. Because just like they spun the pipe bomber and set up this innocent black kid, which now been proven with the car and all of it, it's incredible, that broke yesterday, because it's this Capitol Police officer, all the evidence points towards it, that Serafin just so happened to be ordered to surveil the neighbor of, who's another cop at the time. Talk about a weird, weird world. And it's just the same story over and over again that we actually have good people in the government leaking and giving us all this information, and they're pissed off because just like they're now saying the pipe bomber was a Trump supporter, which he wasn't even, and now the FBI is political, they're shutting it down because they don't want to make it about the left, and now it was the left, and now he was encouraged, and now as soon as the shot rings out, people turn around and go, great job, yeah, knowing they weren't in danger, and Zinn running defense down there for them. We're not supposed to look at me. And so what the FBI definitely is doing is covering up leftist protection involvement because it's embarrassing, just like they do at all these other tranny shootings where they cover it up, whether it's Tennessee or Minnesota or you name it. So we have the MO, we have the pattern, we know the cover-up, what it's pointing towards. Instead, we got some lunatic con man who's been totally disproven in everything that we're supposed to believe and say that Erica Kirk might even been the shooter. Who knows?
Well, I mean, look at what they were saying the first 2 weeks. They were trying to say that this guy was some sort of, that Tyler Robinson was some sort of right-wing nut job. Like, we've proven that incorrect. Like, not only does his Discord chat and all of the other information, and folks, if you guys haven't watched Turkey Tom's video that does a deep dive from a friend that shows a lot of background information. He was friends with Tyler Robinson and Lance Twiggs. He talks about hanging out with these people for months on end, and there's pictures inside their apartment. What was going on with that?
They're on massive drugs. They're not sleeping. They're in pedo discords.
Yeah, they're into furry stuff. Like, it's absolutely crazy. And this is the stuff, and this is the biggest problem that I have. Well, it's one of the many problems that I have with Candace is the omission of facts. Like, she doesn't want you to know this. As a matter of fact, even when she read through the charging documents, you can look at her notes. It's just talking points so that she can control the narrative and let people. She's only going to give the information that she wants people to hear, as opposed to all the other information.
Well, here's the bottom line. You have the left, because it's now 10. 6 the day before, 2 the day before that, 2 the 10 in the 3 days. He'll be dead when he comes to town, celebrating right when he's dead. We told you so. Foaming at the mouth, saying we're going to kill him. He's killed. We love it. And then we're not supposed to look at that. You talk about a cover-up. And they say you cover up a real story with a fake story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what they're doing. If you even bring up Tyler Robinson, you are, you know, Fed. You're talking about Fed slop. Like, the amount of gaslighting that they have been able to do and do it effectively amongst the modern American society, It's unbelievable.
You know what FedSlop is. I bet you're a smart guy. I bet you know. Do you know where the term conspiracy theory comes from?
Absolutely, JFK.
Absolutely. So for people that don't know, and this is declassified, Frank Church Committee 76, 77, 78. Frank Garrison is being fed everything by Fletcher Prouty, who ran regime change and black ops and actual assassinations. They only had three colonels that did it, but he was the main one. They send him to the North Pole. He figures it out, comes back, finds out the plan. He gives Garrison everything. That's why Garrison's so dead on. You watch the movie JFK, that's very accurate. He was like dead on because he had Fletcher Prouty giving him everything. Well, not just some meeting in a park. He was giving him a lot. And it's all explained there. So again, we know how this works, and we're seeing this whole operation. But I've talked to so many of these people and so many people that are involved that we really have a clear picture here that definitely state actors, foreign governments, the Democrats, they're trying to do this, and that's why it's important to shoot this down. We're not trying, and I would keep repeating this, to stop, I forgot what's on the Prouty story, but something important. Where all this is going, I don't want to fight with Candace Owens, okay? But I have a responsibility that when I know something's a lie and it's got intel written all over it, I have to address it. And let me ask you this in closing. Where do you see all this going now? Because you've been really accurate so far. What are your associates, smart people you talk to, where do you see this going? She creates new hoaxes, new distractions. Does she change? Does she back off? Or does this just get worse? Or do more sophisticated people come in and imitate what she's done?
I think she's going to end up, she's not going to back off. She's going to switch to something else, and she's going to have so much, again, this artificial support behind her, as well as the real people that are supporting her, her cult members. So they're going to continue to support her almost no matter what. I think ultimately the thing that's going to stop this is the threat of lawsuits, whether it's from TPUSA, Brian Harpole, or many other people that she has just completely defamed, destroyed their character with zero evidence. And then ultimately, when it comes to Candace's story, and I think a lot of that's going to come from the Macron lawsuits. I just had Barnes on a couple of days ago, Robert Barnes. He was talking about how he went through the Macron lawsuit and how much information is in there, the exculpatory evidence that she was presented with, and yet she continued to run with that story. So, I think she is a bankrupt person walking. And
I agree. And the question isn't whether Brigitte has a wiener. She's saying that she's really the brother, and just all this other, the brother's like alive and on TV and famous. It's like just verifiable horse crap.
Regardless of what happens to Candace, they're going to put somebody else in her place. And I think some of those people that are within her orbit, even if Candace goes away, we're going to see all the support shift to those people, and they're going to come up with something else. And whether it's on this, the Charlie Kirk assassination specifically, we're going to see something in the very near future where they go ahead and they capture their audience. And we're going to see the same tactics over and over. They've gotten too much bang for their buck out of this. This has been more effective than I think they even realized it could be. And so now we're going to see this continue going forward almost every single time. So
well, that's right. And people ask me about Sandy Hook and say, oh, you're being a hypocrite. I've only figured this out recently. All the pieces, DOJ, all of it. And we got a lot of documents that were sealed because of our suit that I'm not supposed to get into, but we're getting ready to go to court and unseal those. And there were children killed. It's in the police reports that are sealed. That when they opened the door of the bathroom, there was a pyramid of dead bodies with no blood. It's in the report that the bodies were moved there. There were other shooters in the woods, all this. And I early on covered that, moved on the news, guys, local SWAT team had visited, or, helicopter guys in camo. And that was confirmed. I moved on. Then in the next year or two, these professors, leftists, out of Florida and out of Wisconsin come out with a school safety official, and it suddenly gets pushed artificially, hundreds of millions of views, per video, some of them on YouTube. My listeners say, we want you to cover this. We don't think it happened. So about a year later, I start having four or five guests. Then I figure out they're making stuff up. I move on. Don't talk about it for years. That Hillary runs TV ads against Trump, $25 million, whatever it was the week before, saying, I'd said no kids died. I sent people to pee on graves. Nobody ever did that, period. And then Trump still wins. Then they run all these articles and news. They default me. They have show trials. Say I did all this. They raised $300 million. That's confirmed off my name, saying I'm bullying kids. Because they can't raise money for gun control. They can raise money for protecting the families. Alex is bullying them. We let it on. The DOJ ran it. The documents are out. The CIA was involved. Listeners already know about this. But it's all there. It's so insane. Obama directed it all, even though you know, even though Trump was actually in, it was his deep state. Brennan was involved. And so, but I remember now the pushing. Hey, you're covering up Sandy Hook. You need to have this professor on. Had him on a few times. 22 minutes of evidence against me in that. And people still think it actually didn't happen. No, it was when I figured this out a year and a half ago in May and remembered, you know, the stuff I was able to see that was sealed about the piles of dead kids and the pyramid and all that. They flipped out, sent in the U.S. trustee from the Justice Department, tried to close a court order, and it was that. They were so pissed about whatever happened. So I don't know what happened, but I know that we're being lied to. But the reason I know this is again, that's kind of like Candace. Like, I wasn't sophisticated. This stuff hadn't really been done yet. It was kind of a test. I was set up in that. So now I've got just an unusual understanding of this because I've seen how this is done. And I think that's why Candace needs to cool her heels if she's not actually a demon and realize that, you know, she thinks she's fighting with us. She's being set up. They are teeing her up to be the new Alex Jones and use her as the example for censorship. And that's why I warned her. And they said, oh, your warning is a threat. No, lady, I have been patient zero in this, and I'm warning you from a place of love.
No, and people are already saying that. You know, people are already using her. People on our side, they're like, this is why you need newsrooms with editors and all the stuff. And I want to go back to talk about the conspiracy theory term, because I think that's really important because you're touching on something. So, you know, they came up with the conspiracy theory term to label people so that they would stay away from looking at what really possibly happened, right? And the irony of that is this Fed slop thing is like the people that think they're on the side of the conspiracy theorists way back then, they're the people that are misdirecting people. You're like, you're giving us
Fed
slop.
Well, that was my point. I should have made it. No, I'm saying Fed slop is the new conspiracy theory term.
No, 100%. Fed slop, you're Zionist, all these things. Like, just trying to impugn your motives when there are none. It's about getting the truth out, and that's what's important. Like Charlie Kirk said, you know, the truth isn't always popular, but it's worth it. And that's where we're at in this, and it's really
very impressive. When are you doing your next show so we can tune in?
We're gonna do one Thursday night at 8 p.m. We normally do a show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's live, so you can jump in the conversation. But we're gonna do one Thursday, given that tonight is New Year's.
The Army never sleeps. I'm on from 9 to like 1 a.m. tonight. You're not. You should at least pop in.
Go ahead. I'll be watching for sure.
Well, listen, bare minimum, go through her text messages to you. Just pop in for 10 minutes. It'll go mega viral.
So sounds good.
I'm live 9 to 1 tonight, Central. So just let me know the 10 minutes you want to come on. Please do it.
Yep, I'm available. So you want it, make it happen.
Well, let me say bye to you here at the end. Harrison Smith takes over. But you're doing a great job, brother. I'm glad there's good people like you out there. And we love you, Candace, but we're not going to lie for you. Harrison Smith takes over. So it is absolutely critical that you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And until New Year's evening, we are running a ultra-massive sale. Buy one, get one free. So buy one supplement, get any other supplement you want free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement you choose free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together, and they are the best. Ultramethylene Blue, tincture and capsules. Bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules. Life Force, ultimate Life Force. Spike protein, cardiovascular detox. Shilajit capsules and gummies, incredible. Ultimate turmeric, 95% curcuminoid. Ultimate power drink mix, which is even stronger than Turbo Force. If you like Turbo Force, you're going to love it. Ultimate power drink mix, two great flavors now available at DallasFoodStore.com. High quality concentrated beef cooking tallow. You asked for it, we got it. Ultra DNA Revival. You like DNA Force? This is even better. It's NAD Plus Booster. It's a private label, one of the top NAD Plus products in the country. Atomic Defense, incredible immune system boosting system. Ultimate Burn, to help you lose weight naturally. MK Ultra, great for your brain. The Tallow Balm, we never talk about enough. Optimal Human, the ultimate green drink. You've heard Harrison Smith rant and rave about it. It is all available at thealexjonesstore.com, and it makes this entire operation possible. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your support, we can't do without you. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has some limited fish oil and turmeric that are high quality. Also, the collectible fundraiser posters limited edition that I designed. You can also make a straight donation there. We need funds. We got about a $300,000 underage going out in the next few months. We need your support right now. InfoWarsStore.com. You know who you are, the past supporters. I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now. History's happening, and you're betting on a horse that continues to win. Thank you so much.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.